Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jean Brunn, date of birth 3/14/1963, date of procedure November 8, 2023, procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO, procedure, referring provider is Dr. Tak, comma, Ravindra. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies, indication, dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated or sparing anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination was made of the duodenum, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the cardia. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings. Number one, unremarkable upper esophagus. Next line, mid-esophageal diverticulum, comma, photo documentation obtained. Next line, Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, biopsies were obtained of the mid and distal esophagus to rule out EOE. Next line. There was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line. There was several diminutive gastric polyps. Some were sampled for histology, likely fundic gland polyps. Next line. On retroflexion, there was evidence of a submucosal appearing nodule that was approximately 15 millimeters. This was located just below the G junction, comma, due to the angulation on retroflexion. It was difficult to obtain biopsies. Next line. Unremarkable duodenum to D3. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. And follow-up biopsy pathology. Period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflux precautions were explained. Next line. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Continue pepsid daily. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Will plan to refer a patient for endoscopic ultrasound of the submucosal nodule noted just below the GE junction noted on retroflexion. Given complaints of dysphagia. Thank you.